Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Of the year when being Donnie Love is extra special.
It really is, Donnie. Yeah. And being Donna Valentine is extra special.
Yeah. You remember a few years ago they did something on the website and it was Happy Valentine's Day from Love and Valentine? Do you remember when they did that on the website?
I don't.
They had our two
probably
pictures.
Probably because it didn't involve us.
Oh, yeah. But, Julia.
Well, no, I'm being snotty. Yeah. I bet I'm telling you the truth.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you are. Well, at least you're admitting it.
Move on.
Moving right along. So, Julia, did you watch Homeland?
Oh, my word.
That came back to Showtime on Sunday night. It's the final season.
That show was so good.
And Claire Danes is really fantastic in that, and so is Mandy Patinkin. It was heart-pounding.
No, I absolutely loved it. Yeah, very late last night I watched that.
Yeah, how was tennis?
I was horrible.
Were you? Why are you whispering it like it won't be real?
It was just horrible.
Why?
Because I was so bad.
Well, specifically.
Well, you know when you
it's
only...
It's called whiffing and your feet not moving.
I fell. I literally fell down on my elbow and my feet weren't moving backwards as quickly. I was just...
Oh, boy.
Well, here's the hard thing I'm just going to say for me is you don't really... You warm up, you hit a couple short ones, you hit a couple long ones, but when you only play games... It's hard for me to go to drills at my place. I can never get in them, but it's hard to get into a drill. So you can just hit and hit and hit. And I'm always just playing games. I feel like my game is gone. Not improving. I was out of it last night. It was me.
Everyone has an off night, whatever their sport is.
When
the
I
falling
fell,
is not
the falling was epic.
Yeah, that's...
I thought that's pretty. And the double faulting. It was just not my night.
It was.
I felt bad for my partner because I just really...
You sucked the big one.
I did. I didn't swear, though, so that was good for me.
That's good.
Because I always, you know, I sang and stuff.
You what and stuff?
I sang.
Sang. You sang.
How
on
annoying.
The tennis court.
No, I'm just teasing you, Lori.
Because that would be a good annoying thing to do to the other team.
I feel like, yeah, exactly, wouldn't it?
So what was it, 6-1, 6-2?
6-3, 6-2.
It's not terrible.
Well, really. I was. I lost, I think, most of our points. And so then when it's all you... kind of feel like
I know how you feel. It's like being at the bowling alley and you're the only one who didn't get your average. You're like you can't hit the broadside of a barn and you're just letting your team down every time.
And you just sit there like,
and they can't even meet your eyes when you come back.
No, I know. I wouldn't even look up.
The bowling walk of shame.
It's
only like 3 steps.
That's true.
So bad when the ball was between us, and it was supposed to be mine, I just looked at it and watched it. It was so bad.
Yeah.
But I got that one out of the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give a little shout out to...
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Here's from the most romantic woman in Hollywood, Mae West. Real love conquers all except poverty and toothaches.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
You know, there's a good romantic thought for you.
But you should say it like Mae West. Real love conquers all except poverty and a toothache.
There you go.
That's how it should be done.
But we just want to give a shout out because we had her on our show years ago and she's always at our, what's our thing? Our cat.
Oh, the cat
festival. Tammy Thies from the Wildcat Sanctuary.
Yes.
So there's a story in the Star Tribune today about these three orphaned cougars from the state of Washington.
Okay.
That are now, Tammy gave them sanctuary in Minnesota. And it's two males and a female. They're discovered huddled without their mom under a homeowner's deck in Winthrop, Washington. And their mother was likely the same cougar that was shot days earlier because she was roaming through town.
Right.
So the Wildcat Sanctuary, they contacted Tammy, who's the founder and executive director, and she agreed to take them. And in the wild, they would stay with their mom for 2 years to learn how to hunt and protect their territory. And so they arrived there a couple of weeks ago. They're quarantined. They've let media take pictures of them. They're like 50 pounds. They're so cute.
So they're in the cute stage where, oh, wouldn't that be a great home pet to have a little cougar?
Yeah, the sanctuary has 116 cats, including lions and tigers. And she takes the cats and tigers, you know, that have been orphaned or like from zoos or carnivals that have closed up or like gas stations in states, you know, where it hasn't been against the law. But anyway, I guess it's the little female who's the alpha of these three. She's smaller and braver, said Tammy, than the boys. And she said they only use the humans for what they need, and then they disappear into the woods. So it's kind of how they
treat.
But anyway, so they're
She's done a lot of good work because a lot of people just think, oh, wouldn't it be great to have a wild animal as a pet?
And
then they grow up.
And then Sam from Outlander.
He was on with Colbert last night.
He's been everywhere.
He has Scotch called Sassenach.
He does?
Yes.
Sassasquatch. Or what's he called?
Sassenach. That's what he calls
Sassenach.
Katrina Belfry's character, Claire. And so they had the Outlander season premiere. And Katrina Belfry, who plays Claire, she's wearing vintage Chanel, and he just looks like a snack and a half. Ugh. You know, she was the wife of Christian Bale in Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, she was. Yep.
Yeah.
She had bangs.
Yeah, she did. Well, it was the 60s. So.
Yeah, she looks a little different. But anyway, I love it that she's wearing this really cool vintage gown. But that comes back on Sunday night, season 5, praying for a lot of sex, even though the Civil War is about to begin. Or not the Civil War, the American Revolutionary. He's up on Fraser Ridge. Yeah. I mean, Colbert had him deliver like a kind of a sassy pickup line. I rewound it 3 times. I couldn't understand him. He's got such a burr.
The Irish accent is one of the sexiest.
Scottish.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Who was James Marsden was on before him?
Yeah. Remember when you had your little encounter with him at the Screen Actors Guild Award, the people party?
Yeah, he's darling.
Darling. Darling. And Julia's size.
Yeah, he really is. And he's
Donnie, he might be
5'7".
Oh, I don't think he's
5'6".
No kidding. I'm thinking he's more like a 5'5"-er.
No way.
He isn't.
Donnie, look it up.
He looks so much taller. All right, look it up.
But he's in this new movie. What's the cartoon one coming out this
weekend? I was in Flats, and I was taller than him.
Yep.
I was in Flats, and I'm 5'6" and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taller than him. So he can't be 5'7", unless he had lifts on that day.
All right, so he's 5'6".
Maybe.
Okay, so he was...
Is he in Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes, he is. He's one of the voices. He's so darling.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, because I still love him from Enchanted with Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey. And it's the cartoon Disney thing where he comes from the cartoon world out into the real world. They're doing an Enchanted 2.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they announced that. Yes, I'm sure he is. He has to be.
Yeah.
But he started singing these jingles, how he just wanted to be in gum ads. And why do gum ads always have songs? And so he knew the cinnamon and the juicy fruit song, and so did Stephen Colbert, and they're singing him too. It was very cute. Stephen Colbert can be really funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And really, he's really quite delightful. So that was kind of a fun show.
James Marsden claims to be 5'10".
There's no
See, he's not that
way.
Short. Boy, who was the other shorty I was following
Zac
around?
Zac Efron.
That was it.
He's tiny, too.
No, he is tiny.
But James Marsden, you were even shocked. You're like, wow, he's tiny. Donnie, cut off 5 inches. He's 5'5".
Okay,
he might wear shoes with lifts in them.
All right.
I didn't think he was that short as you do.
Oh, Julia.
Zac Efron. Okay,
Zac Efron claims to be 5'8".
Yeah.
There's no way. He's like 5'4". Julia, you were like his same height. He was like a half an inch taller.
All right.
You were standing next to him.
He's in The Stand, the TV series. Has that come out yet?
No. Mm-mm.
And then in... Disenchanted has been announced by Disney.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Oh, that was one of my favorite movies.
All right, listen, when we come back, it's our story we can't get enough of.
I'm Out This Week? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk keyword podcast.
Happy Valentine's Day. Every day before it's Well, somebody tell me, 'cause they just don't believe in me.
Well, there you go.
I know, and I love it. That's a little Outcast for you from the Outbox. Outbox, or what was their double CD with Hey Ya on it?
Oh. That one.
Yeah, that one.
And then this song is just kind of a good Valentine's groove.
It's,
okay,
it's so a good Valentine's groove.
You need a good groove. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell have been in New York making the rounds. They were on Stephen Colbert the other night. She popped up at a couple fashion shows. And then they popped up together on Seth Meyers. Julia Louis-Dreyfus looked amazing in a black cigarette pant with a sequin pump and then a sequin, and it looked like it was maybe a silk blazer. It was popping.
Wow.
Her fashion is on fire. And she wore a great dress to the premiere of Downhill, which was in New York, which is the movie she and Will Ferrell are promoting, but they're doing very little talk really about the movie because it's just getting so reviews. Chris Hewitt gave it 2.5 stars. USA Today doesn't like it. It's just, you know, it's a dark movie. Yeah. So it's not a comedy. I think a lot of people are going to go to it with ideas.
It's a comedy.
But they think they're going to comedy because of who's in it. It is not.
Yeah. I've seen the original.
Force Majeure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a comedy.
Not a comedy. Nope. Well, so anyway, Seth Meyers asked Julia Louis-Dreyfus because she presented with Will Ferrell at the Oscars on Sunday night. And she's never been to the Oscars before.
You presented at the Oscars. It was super funny.
Yeah.
Had you been at an Oscars before? You presented.
I've presented before. Sure.
And I had not.
You had not. What was the scene like for a first time person at the
Oscars? Well, I got to tell you something. First of all, I was really nervous for our thing, right?
Yep.
And glad to get that over with. And then I was really enjoying the show.
Yeah.
So I was like a tourist sitting there watching it and seeing everybody perform and et cetera, et cetera. And then I had this, after the show, they have this governor's ball, you know?
Yeah.
And so this nice guy came and got me and my husband to sort of escort us there. And he took us up on the stage. And as we're going, the whole cast and producing team of Parasite were still there. They're all hugging each other, and everyone's emptying out of the theater. And I was like, oh, my God, they're all here. So I stood there, like, with the other photographers and started taking pictures of them.
Oh, funny.
And then as I'm doing that, one of the people who spoke absolutely no English looks at me and he goes, Veep, 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 Veep.
I thought she said vape.
Veep, 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 Veep. Anyway, so she just said, like, it was so fun. And Will Ferrell's like, yeah, once I was done presenting, I was out of there.
Oh, right.
I was having a beer and pizza in my limo. Yeah. Okay, so they did talk about a little bit of the filming of the movie, which they filmed in Austria. And they got to ski and they filmed on location for like a month. But Will Ferrell has kind of a funny skiing story, and I know you're going skiing.
Yes, I am.
Next week with someone who's even below my level of skiing.
Well, don't say that out loud. She listens.
Okay, but you know, maybe she's not, you know, like I.
She hasn't skied as much as you have in the recent years.
And you are a snow snob and a skiing.
Not really.
You're a snow snob.
You think so?
Julia, you demand that it snow here all the time.
Oh, I love the snow.
Yeah.
I love the snow. All right, fine. I'm a snow snob that way.
That way. And anyway, but it's
you demand the snow.
Yeah, you demand the snow. I mean, I wouldn't be afraid ever of skiing with you because our first trip we ever went on was a ski trip. But
We fell in love.
I'll never ski with your sister, Catherine, again because she is a nasty drill sergeant on the slopes and not to be trusted.
She's calmed down.
To take you to dangerous places where you could get hurt.
She's calmed down.
Okay. Anyway, here's Will Ferrell's skiing story.
Did you get to explore it? It's such a beautiful place.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You get around, Will? Did you see other parts of...
Well, I got lost in Switzerland.
Okay, so...
No joke.
But the film's in Austria, so...
Film's in Austria. What... But the one resort that we were in, the second resort we were in, called Ischgl, shares the border. And I, there was little signs that were like, this way, Switzerland. Like, let's do it. So I'm by myself. I'm skiing down. I was like, this is so lovely. I'm like, but I don't see a chairlift back at all. And I end up in a small town in Switzerland. Gone for like 3 hours. I have to figure out like a bus and a tram.
And you had no money.
I had no money. Yeah. I'm not skiing with anything. And the Swiss are nasty. To get cornered by a bunch of Swiss chaining
bad,
at me.
Bad people.
Pelting me with Rolex watches. Hard chocolate candy.
Provolone. Okay, and that's funny because you know at these huge resorts, they kind of, you can go down different sides of the mountains and you may ski into a completely different, you don't even have a way to, Vail feels like that to me
Vail
sometimes.
Vail does feel like that.
Because you're like, how the heck do I even get back to the beginning?
In your group, someone has to be in charge of the map and getting you places so you're not catwalking.
Because even if you say we'll meet at the bottom, you don't know which way they turn on a hill or a mountain
There's
or whatever.
There's theoretically three or four places at the bottom of, and Vail does feel that way. And if you don't watch your map, you can end up catwalking, which is not fun, which is when you get in the flat part and you're trying to make your way over to another.
You got good exercise.
It is good exercise.
When you're older, you think of it as exercise.
Yeah, but if you're not paying attention, like that was the first time I went to Vail, I went like with people who'd been there before, so I just went, and then I went on my first girls trip, and I didn't know that that was like part of the thing, and so we just ended up
lost
cross country skiing most of the day because we were ending up at Black Diamond Moguls. And we were like, oh,
I didn't choose this.
Yeah. And in fact, at one point we had to go down the moguls on our butts because they were the size of Volkswagens and they were icy.
No.
So it felt dangerous. It felt nothing but danger.
Sometimes they just flat are
dangerous.
If the wind is high and there's no snow and you're like,
and it's blowing the snow off the top of it.
There's nothing fun about that.
No, there isn't. So we just,
I said, to the tree line.
I know. I said, girls, just take off your skis and scooch down on your butt. And my one friend was like, I'm going to do this. And she got like two moguls down and then she pinwheeled basically several mogul stops below. And then she was just still laying there when we finally scooched our way down.
Yeah.
And then another time I did that in New Hampshire, I was skiing with my husband at the time, North Conway. I think it was Eagle Mountain Resort. And
I've never skied east.
Yeah, we skied Stratton and then this Eagle Mountain, but we came to a head, an icy head wall, like that head wall Harry Carey at Lutzen. I just sailed my skis down and I kind of, you know, did a roll, scooch, fall.
No pride in the game
It was real ugly. Real ugly. Anyway, we'll be back.
Talk traffic starts in Fridley this afternoon, 694 eastbound. A crash from East River Road to right around University Avenue. Near Mendota, 62 eastbound. A crash from 34th Avenue to Highway 55. In Osseo, 169 northbound. A crash from 77th Avenue to County Road 81. Near Little Canada, 35 east southbound. Watch out for some debris on the roadway right around Wheelock Parkway. In Arden Hill, 694 westbound. A crash from Highway 10 to Hamlin Avenue. And in Burnsville, Highway 13. Watch out for a crash at Portland Avenue. Your 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast, partly cloudy, 13 tonight. Morning clouds, afternoon sun, 34 for your Saturday. A slight chance of a little bit of snow on Sunday night. So just want to be on the lookout for that. Right now, it's sunny and 15 in the MyTalk studios.
Did you miss Julia's random thoughts? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk keyword podcast. I don't
need yesterday, but I said we got to play
this. Is that Charlie
again.
Wilson again?
Charlie Wilson.
It's good, isn't it?
Forever Valentine.
Oh, I love
Forever.
Him.
Yeah.
That's all right. A really good well, song. Speaking of just like kind of exciting music news, so Baz Luhrmann's biopic of Elvis Presley.
Yes.
We've got another casting news.
And I like this.
Rufus Sewell, I think is how you say his name.
Sewell, yeah.
He's going to play Elvis's dad, Vernon, in the movie. And people know Rufus. He plays Reich Marshal John Smith in The Man in the High Castle.
Yes, he was excellent.
He played Sid Luft in Judy opposite Renee Zellweger.
Yes, he did. Yeah, yeah. He was in The Knight's Tale. He was the opposite knight way back when.
He's been in a lot of... He was in The Pillars of the Earth, if you watched that miniseries 10 years ago. Lots. He's been acting for a... For a long time.
Yeah.
But that's what kind of people are knowing him for is The Man in the High Castle. And also Victoria, if you watch that show.
Yes, where he has his real accent, which is British.
British.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so he will be a great Vernon Presley. And then, of course, Austin Butler about a month ago, it was announced to play Elvis. And it's about young Elvis Presley. And Tom Hanks is going to be Colonel Tom Parker. So kind of exciting.
Oh, I like.
Two big, exciting movie, musical, or let's do with the, we'll do the first one. So last night, we were teased with the, you know, the new Bond song was going to be coming out. Billie Eilish and her brother wrote it.
Right.
It's called No Time to Die. Let's take a listen to it. You might not have time to die, but you might have time to take a nap. Let's see how you feel about this song.
You're no longer my concern. Faces from my past return. Another lesson, to learn that I.
James Bond Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And she really belts.
Very Billie Eilish.
Very on
brand.
Very typical James Bond. I mean, I was expecting like a sad mermaid to come crawling out of a rock because they show James Bond looking out at the water with this pensive look. And I'm like, this song should be sung by a sad mermaid on a rock, you know, cooing.
A mermaid or a merman?
I think a mermaid because it's...
There's no time to die.
But I'm telling you, you'll have time to sleep because I don't... I mean, maybe that's a good... It's a perfect song for the James Bond,
I guess. Like a lot of the others.
Yeah. I mean,
live and let
it's
die.
It's not Skyfall.
No, and it's like not live Grace. And let die. It's Grace
it's
Jones.
It's more like Sam Smith's version in the last movie.
Sure.
I honestly don't remember that song.
It's very similar to
Writings on the Wall. Is that what that Sam Smith was called?
Yeah, same tempo.
Same, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So do you think they get instructed? Like, here's the tone.
Here's the formula.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Okay, then also last night, you know, Sparkles, Robert Pattinson, hereby known as Battinson, his director put out a tease of Batman, the Batman. That's what it's called. Matt Reeves is the director. And based on what we saw, all of us,
first of all, based on the black screen with a little bit of red imaging that felt like you were in a dark room back in the day, at a picture developing in color.
Yeah, the internet had to go and like isolate things because Batman is filming right now. That's why Robert Pattinson wasn't at the Spirit Awards. The Lighthouse got nominated.
He sure
wasn't anywhere. He's busy being Batman, but he's got a really good jaw and chin in the mask, and it gave me the feel of like we're going back to the Christopher Nolan's Batman, Christian Bale Batman, that kind of
Batman dark.
Yeah, and he's wearing like we see a belt that looks like a weapon, so it looks like a
Lori could see because she was closest to the computer. Right. I'm sitting right next. I couldn't see a thing.
No. Yeah. I mean, it looked like a tool that was used in combat. So I'm just saying. And, you know, this, the Batman, that's what this is called. Zoe Kravitz is in this.
Yeah.
Paul Dano is the Riddler.
Paul Dano.
I know. And Colin Farrell is the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
And John Turturro is Carmine
Falcone. We like him, too.
So this is going to be more like a detective procedural story the way Christian Bale's kind of was.
I loved the Christian Bale one.
More true to the comic book.
Yeah. So that's happening with The Batman.
I love it. Okay, I've got a couple TV notes for you guys. Yeah. Okay, so Outlander season 5. If you have Stars, you get an early release to the season 5 premiere. And that would be this Sunday.
Oh, that's why it was on my DVR. Okay.
At 7 p.m.
Well, hang on a second. You have to watch either through the app, the Stars app, or go to Stars on Demand to see before Sundays. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's on my DVR.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just trust my DVR to do what
I program
it to do.
It really is smart sometimes.
Yeah.
That DVR. So, and then Killing Eve, the next season, April 26th. They just released the date for that.
Oh, cool.
So, at least they're not waiting long periods of times for that.
Is anyone watching Joe Hill, Stephen King's son's show, Lock and Key?
No.
On Netflix? What channel is it on?
Netflix.
Is it good?
It's a supernatural show along the lines of Haunting of Hill House. Or supernatural. It's good, Donnie. I think you'd like it.
Did you watch it already?
I've watched like 5 episodes.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a try.
I think would like it.
For some reason, I thought it was for teens and younger. It's not a teen-oriented show?
Well, I mean, the main characters
is the oldest teenager.
All in high school,
so
Donnie.
Let's go
but
back.
There are parents. Yes, okay. it's a high school-oriented show, but it's a supernatural horror and drama. And
I won't even touch it.
Stephen King's son, I think it was a young adult book that he did that this is based on.
That's what I thought.
Okay. But it's really good. It reminds me of Supernatural or The Haunting of Hill House. So if you like either of those shows, Lock and Key and Lock and Key.
Yeah.
So Olivia Wilde is very, very excited. You know, she got the Independent Spirit Award for Best First Feature Film for Booksmart.
That is the most, it's just a great book. To watch with your kids.
You mean a movie?
Movie, too.
So she's heading to Berlin with a new film, and she tweeted today that this was the most perfect script. She couldn't even believe it, and here's the story. The movie is called Perfect. It's a biopic, and it's the true story of gymnast Carrie Strug's triumph against all odds to win Team USA's first gold medal at the 96 Olympics based on her book, meaning Carrie Strug, Landing on My Feet, A Diary of Dreams. And remember, she was the gal who she completed her vault even though she had her ankle
wrapped up.
Yeah. And it was badly injured, and she grimaced through the pain and snatched victory from the jaws of defeat
because
her landing that got them.
The team win. Yes.
Yeah. And it did not tell the whole story, the price she paid. And so it's called Perfect, and Olivia Wilde is directing it, a woman, and she's just
really
thrilled.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Very exciting.
Donnie posted for all you David Copperfield fans, Tilda Swinton and Ben Whishaw, who was in A Very English Scandal with Hugh Grant. He played the younger man lover.
Yes.
And so Tilda Swinton and Ben Whishaw are in this, along with Dev Patel. And the guy who created Veep came up with this. It's called The Personal History of David Copperfield. I guess it's going to be on the big screen, not on the
big screen. Yes.
And yeah. So anyway, there's a slap fight that.
Yeah, it's a slightly different telling of the story.
You know, I don't even know if I know the story of David Copperfield.
That's the only Dickens book I liked.
It was
David Copperfield.
Here's who I'm thinking you're talking about right now.
The magician.
Yeah.
No.
I am like, and the blonde that he dated forever, the Frenchie. This is what I think this conversation
Claudia
is.
Schiffer.
Yes. So that is what's going through my mind. And I thought, Tilda Swinton, didn't some bad things come out about him?
And Tilda Swinton doesn't look anything like Claudia Schiffer.
I was just like,
and Ben Whishaw doesn't look anything like David Copperfield.
Boy. I'm having such a...
I should have said the Charles Dickens classic.
I mean, I'm totally thinking...
Why are they making a movie about him?
Well, you know, it'd be interesting. Does he want to give up his secrets?
And Dev Patel is David Copperfield.
Right, that's part
so
of
tell
the
me what the story who is the Dickens David Copperfield
Charles Dickens as
yeah,
in the book the book
okay
David Copperfield the book Donnie said it's the one book
it's the only one. I was forced to read a lot of them in high school that's the only one I liked
so we're not gonna
I'm gonna look up what it's about later because I've missed the entire conversation
but you do know Charles Dickens
I do know Christmas Story
Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
Julia, you quoted Dickens yesterday.
I know
you did.
You said it was the best of times and the worst of times.
Listen, so you do know. I should have said
I ate so many Reese's candy bars that I bought for my kids for their Valentine's bag. I ate the entire bag.
Well, there you go. Congratulations.
Sorry, chocolate on my brain.
Mazel. It,
sugar messes with your brain.
Really?
Now we're going to have Love mess with our brain.
Yeah, we're having somebody in studio. Yeah. If you're a fan of CBS's show Love Island, or maybe you watch the British version
and want to go on a vacation, tryouts are tomorrow for this show. We're going to tell you how you can get on the show.
Did you miss Sex Monday? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk keyword podcast.
Baby, you got me changed.
This is so...
How cool is this? This is my first radio interview ever.
Talk louder, because the people will love it.
Ever.
How is that possible? How is that possible that this is your first radio interview?
I don't know. You'll find out after.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, I mean...
We can hear you.
You are doing a casting call, though. You guys are looking for Love Islanders here in the Twin Cities.
I just arrived yesterday from a foreign country called Los Angeles. And I am so happy to be here. I was on the plane and we're descending and I asked the stewardess... What was that white stuff? And she's like, sir, that's called snow. No. And I'm like, right. But I'm so happy to be here. It's been such a warm welcome. It's amazing.
Well, we're so excited.
Here's the thing.
You're darling.
Here is one thing you're going to find about Minnesotans.
Uh-huh.
Passive aggressive, which is going to be amazing.
You should spend Thanksgiving at my house. You don't even know passive aggressive.
Yeah, but you're going to get that. And then a lot of good looking people. And I'm really hoping there's some slutty ones amongst them that
gosh.
Come for the tryouts.
So tomorrow are the tryouts here in the Twin Cities for Love Island. Will you tell everybody the concept and what are you looking for?
Absolutely. So we are going to be at Surly Brewing tomorrow at 12:30. I will personally be there at 12:30 at 12:30 to about 5 o'clock. We are looking for anybody who wants to find love
on an island.
On an island.
Do we know what
Fiji.
Island?
Yes,
Fiji.
We're going to be in Fiji season 2. I was there for season 1.
Yes, you were.
It was. Fiji is basically like the wallpaper that comes with the computer you get. It's the most beautiful. It's like the desktop.
Same house?
I can't comment. I don't know. Do I look like they trust me with anything? They give me nothing.
That was a cool house.
It was a gorgeous house. Yes.
So this Love Island has been a sensation in the UK for how many years?
I believe they are on their 5th going into their 6th season. I'm pretty sure. And it is exactly that. It is bold, underline, italicized phenomenon. And if you watch it, you know why. It is the funniest, most addicting reality show in the game. And that is what why it's such an honor for me to be a part of this.
You're so darling, honey. And you're darling. And look at your energy.
Oh, my God.
You're good at your job. I mean, you can see how you love it.
How many people try it out for your job?
Wait, hold time out. Are you guys like my new best friend? Well, what's happening here?
Duh. But I do want to know how many people tried out to host this show. Because this is a big deal for CBS to get the show.
It's a highly anticipated format, for sure. I do not know how many people have tried out.
Have a radio answer. Say that you were one of 500.
500 million.
500 million.
Yes, I'm so thrilled. What an honor. It was an interesting audition process, I have to say that. Here we go. You cut me off at any time, but I'll give you a little background. If fans of the show will I think appreciate this. But the track that I do, I'm the narrator, I get to comment and kind of lead the viewer all about the fun goings ons in Fiji and in the villa and
on the Love Island.
On the Love Island villa, and it's really fun. But the part that's so fun for me about the show is I'm the voice, so I'm the narrator, and I get to just talk over the visuals. So we get the show that everybody sees. When I see it in the morning, I come in the wee hours of the morning, and we watch the show as the viewer.
It's like that show, Lori, that you loved with the couch. The people sitting.
Oh, real. People's couch.
People's couch. I didn't know that.
So I get to just kind of talk, and the highest compliment is, oh my God, you're saying exactly what we're thinking. And it's really cool. So when the audition came about, I looked up the show. I was like, this is a phenomenon. I mean, there is no way I'm going to get this show. There's just no way. And I started watching the episodes to prep for this audition. But the show is so addicting that, like, but the whole week goes by and you're like, oh, wait, I had a task to do. But you get so caught up in these lovers and their stories and everything. I was done watching it, I was like, all right, well, I'm never going to get this, so I might as well have a little fun.
So you just snarky as hell?
Yeah, and I rewrote everything, and then I went to a commercial audition place near where I live, and I said, block off the whole afternoon. Give me the whole afternoon. We're going to need it. And it took about 4 hours. This poor guy was with me, and he timed with a stopwatch every single line, because the lines that I had rewrote had to fit the visual that they had.
Right. How smart given are
me.
You?
I don't know about that. It was pretty fun, and I got to do it, and I sent it in, and didn't hear anything for a couple months, and then next up Fiji. It was great.
We're with Matthew Hoffman. He is the narrator of Love Island, and Love Island is holding an open casting call tomorrow at Smurly Brewing.
What'd you call it? Smurly?
Or Surly.
Okay.
Surly Brewing.
What's in that coffee cup, man?
I know. And so from 12:30 to 1 tomorrow, there's going to be Q&A with you. And then from 1 to 5 is the open casting call. And you must be 18 years of age or older, plus have a valid passport that is valid through January 2021.
Because you're going to need it, because we are going to Fiji.
And how long do you guys film? Is it like a 6 week?
I'm there for about, I think the whole process that I'm there for is almost about like it's like a month and a half.
You have to take off 6 weeks of work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So have a great boss.
Yeah.
And you could win $100,000 though.
Absolutely. You may not need your boss by the time we're done with you. Yeah. So it's really, really fun. And we're so excited to be here. Like I was telling you guys, this is my first radio show ever, and this is the first time that I get to meet the fans. So the fact that you guys are so kind, and this is the best market for Love Island, so that's why I got on a plane. I was like, I have to meet everybody.
What does this 18-year-old plus person look like? What are you looking for?
It is very simple. We are looking for, if you're driving right now, if you're listening to us, turn the volume up. Here it goes. We are looking for anybody who is looking for love.
So I could be on it.
Come on down, girl. Come on down. Although, I may get in trouble.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy some new swimsuits. Your tankinis are not going to fly.
No, but we're looking for anybody who wants to literally put their best foot forward and be open to finding love and changing your life. I mean, these
but
couples.
But do you show up with a lot of personality? What are your tips?
My tips from watching it, like the viewer does at home, I would say, this is going to sound very generic, but I really, really mean it. So this is like a $1 million tip. But I would say literally be your best self. We want to see who you are.
And men and women, right?
Yes, men and women. Mm-hmm. Everybody, come on down. It's all about just being open to the idea of finding, you know, a partner and then walking away with $100,000, you know, split between you two if you do it. And hey, Fiji is not bad, right?
I always wanted
to go
there.
Where else are you guys casting?
Well, the casting is open right now. So whoever is listening right now, cbs.com/casting has all the information. And we're just excited. I'm excited.
Would you show up tomorrow in a bikini and a fur coat? Would that be like a good way to make an entrance?
To that, I say not no. Okay. I say come on down. I'm here for all of it.
Or a guy, you know, bring you can come it. In let's, your good let's, boy
let's
shorts
do it,
and your.
I just can't wait to meet everybody.
Because the whole concept is you hook up with someone, you get a couple days, and you hook up with someone, and if you aren't hooking up with someone,
you're going to leave the island.
Party's over. So you have to couple up, and you know, throughout the course of the show, we get to spice things up by bringing in new singles and, you know, testing the waters, testing how in love
these people are. Bachelor means the craziest reunion of the New York Housewives and then some on top of it.
It's amazing. It's a fun show to be a part of. I got so caught up watching it.
Oh, Matthew,
like
you're
guys.
So darling.
Yeah,
you're so darling.
Really,
oh my gosh. This is anything goes.
Yeah, and just tell
us. Yes. Anything goes.
Tomorrow. Just, I mean, I would really advise, like, you know, bring
your game.
Bring your personality.
Bring the A game. 12:30 to 5. I will be there in person. I am ready for all the selfies. I am ready for all
at
of
Surly
the,
Brewing.
Yeah, Surly Brewing. From
we
Love
don't
Island.
Need to register before we go. We
nope,
can just
you're,
show up.
You're ready to go. And we hit back CBS May 21st at 8 o'clock.
All right, oh, my gosh. We can say we know him and he smells good. Like,
guys,
this
is the first time I've had a Valentine today. I'm historically available,
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.